But let's talk a little bit about these batteries. I've got a question myself. Sometimes I get so confused about these you know, cordless batteries. You know, what's the best way to care for those things? What, you know, what's your recommendation on that?
I've got a couple of good tips there, Tim, concerning the care of your drill and the batteries. Typically, cordless drills will last longest if you watch, you know, a few of these things. One thing is you don't want to overwork your drill. The motors are designed to produce a certain amount of power, and if you push it too far, like bogging it down and to a very slow speed until it stops, it can wear out the motor of your drill.
Okay.
Also, if you're running a NiCad battery, try to run it all the way down before recharging it. This helps extend the full discharge of the battery after you recharge it the next time. This is especially true if you're using like one of those 3 to 6 hour chargers. The next thing, since we're now into winter, I'd avoid storing your drill with a battery pack in extremely cold temperatures, such as like 0 degrees Fahrenheit or below. And again, in the summer, avoid storing in extremely warm temperatures, such as 120 degrees Fahrenheit above, such as what you'd find in a metal shed or in your car.
Yeah, okay, so basically just keep these things inside the house.
Exactly.
You know, just keep them indoors.
In terms of performance, it's best to actually charge your batteries between 32 and 85 degrees Fahrenheit. Don't try to charge your batteries below freezing. One thing you want to do, too, is that don't try to charge your battery if the battery pack feels hot, like from previous use. Wait till the battery pack cools before you charge it. And you follow a few of these tips, your drill and battery pack will last a long time.
Oh, that's good advice, because I think there's a lot of confusion out there sometimes about these, yeah, you know, these cordless batteries.